I constantly poke and prod at you in public. Like, you're so old. Your birth year starts with 19. Or, is your knee bothering you again? Oh my god, you're falling apart. Or even,
Daddy, why are you so boring? You're telling those old stories again.
When we're alone, the tone changes. It gets... I know I'm in trouble as soon as we get home. You push me against the wall. What the hell? You wrap your hand around my throat and put gentle pressure on those sweet spots. Makes me want to grind myself against your leg. But whenever I attempt, you push me away. You tell me that I was a bad girl in public. And that my denial is my punishment. But Daddy, I'm sorry. Oh, Daddy, you're being unfair. But... you know, fair is fair. I was being so mean, poking and prodding you in public, that I'm getting my just reward. Every time I try to pull your hand in between my legs, you swat my hand and tell me that I need to wait, like a good girl, because I was so naughty. And then you said those words that your pleasure is coming first tonight. You have me kneel down. And you know I hate that because whenever I get back up, I start groaning and moaning about my own damn knees. But you don't care. You then gesture to your crotch. And I already know what you want me to do. I gently unzip your pants, slowly peeling back your boxers, knowing exactly what you want me to do. I start kissing. Up and down your pelvic area. But then you finally demand. You tell me to suck, gesturing towards your member. I knew that the teasing wasn't gonna work tonight, so I get to it. I even do the little thing with my tongue that you like. But when you get close to the edge, you tell me to stop. And then you tell me to strip, starting with my jeans. I gingerly pull down the zipper and pull them off. And then I tantalizingly try to tease you with my panty strip tease, trying to tease you the way I love to. But then you just grab my panties and yank them down. Because there's going to be no more funny business tonight. You tell me to lay down on the bed, which I oblige. And then I open up my legs gingerly. I feel you as you rub the tip up and down my slit. Gingerly going up and down, even playing with my clit a little. Fuck. It's not fair, Daddy. It's not fair. You're being so mean. But then you remind me that I wasn't being very fair earlier. So it's only fair that I start teasing you. But no. You finally slip it in. Fuck. Deeper, Daddy, deeper. But you don't go deep right away. You just tease. And toy with me. Going slow in. And out. Fuck. And and out. But then you pull out, and then using my juices, you just stroke your cock, giving yourself a hand job, and you force me to watch. Force me to realize that I'm not getting any pleasure tonight. I'm getting as much teasing as I give. And then I see you come. God, I want it inside me, but you then really punish me by taking a cloth and wiping away the cum. Because I don't deserve your cum. I don't deserve pleasure tonight after how awful I've been in public. And then you tell me to go to bed. There's no pleasure for me tonight. And then you show me the cum-stained cloth and tell me that I could have been the one to look it up if I wasn't so naughty. And then with a pat on my head, you leave the room for me to deal with my pent-up sexual frustration. But I know better than to masturbate and cum, because it will only mean more punishment, more denial. Damn. So unfair.